Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As tensions between Iran and the United States continue to evolve, attention, of course, also turning to the developments on Israel's northern front, particularly a ceasefire arrangement involving Lebanon and Hezbollah. The question is, are these separate tracks? Are they part of a bigger strategy? Does a ceasefire in Lebanon signal a de-escalation or simply a repositioning with a wider conflict involving Iran? Joining us now is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's an Israeli scholar of Arab culture, lecturer at Bar Ilan University. Dr. Kedar, a very good morning. Thank you for being with us. Let's start here. How should we understand the connection between the ceasefire in Lebanon and the broader Iranian and U.S. tension?
Well, this connection is just like the connection between the octopus and its tentacle.
Okay.
Definitely, it's the same thing. Iran is the big, is the head, while Hezbollah is the tentacle.
And
they work together. Even they were shooting missiles at us together only recently, coordinating the time in order to hit us together from all the sides. With the Houthis as well in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely the fight against them is one. The problem is that now the United States decided to have a ceasefire. Apparently this is an Iranian demand. And we are afraid that all the achievements which we got through the war with Hezbollah will be in vain when under the ceasefire. They can rearm themselves. They can rearrange the ranks. They can, get more equipment and more fighters and fill in the people who were targeted. So, you know, with these kind of organizations, you don't have ceasefire. You just finish them. Otherwise, they will rise their head again.
Following the pager attacks, there was this maybe naive, and I was certainly one of them, belief that Hezbollah had been really crippled. You had the pager attacks. Israel then goes into Lebanon and removes a tremendous amount of their armory, and we had the feeling that Hezbollah were almost finished. That was very, very clearly not the case, or it was the case, but they rebuilt. What about the notion that at that time, what was different versus this time is the head of the octopus, as you've called it, which is Iran, then wasn't being compromised. Now, Iran itself has lost a tremendous amount of its leadership. It's lost a lot of its capability. It has to be under financial pressure. Surely that signifies something different in terms of the ability to rearm Hezbollah at this time. Thoughts?
Yes, this is their ideology. They will not be able to breathe if they don't support Hezbollah. Support Hezbollah is not a matter of interest. It's a matter of the raison d'etre of the regime in Iran is to export its revolution in order to spread havoc around the world. Hezbollah is one of their best friends and tools. But don't forget that we also have peace negotiations in Washington between the Israeli ambassador and the Lebanese ambassador. And the question is, if the Lebanese state will be able to go forward in a way which Hezbollah is against. The problem is that Hezbollah is armed with rifles. Israel didn't take these rifles. And with the rifles, they can force their ideas on others in Lebanon and warn them that they will kill them, as they did already with many people in Lebanon who objected Hezbollah. Therefore, it's a big question if negotiations about peace are really worthwhile, and maybe will they have any value more than the page which they are written on.
The fact that the U.S. has been in an active war with Iran alongside Israel, the two of them working together, surely means that just as you and I understand the Islamist ideology and an obsession with the destruction of Israel and of Jews, surely the United States and Donald Trump are aware of it too. Could this just be a tactical pause, as we've seen before, or is there a real concern that this is an off-ramp for Donald Trump and the United States?
No, I do believe that Trump wants to bring peace to every struggle in the world. I have no doubt. Mm. Apart from having a Nobel Prize for Peace, what I'm saying is that bringing, let's say, Netanyahu and Joseph Aoun, the Lebanese president, together to the White House lawn in order to sign a peace agreement, this would be a very nice photo op for everybody, especially for Trump, no doubt. Mm. And we support it tremendously. The only question is, what will be when Hezbollah decide to act against this peace agreement? Will they be, you know, the masters of the sins or not?
Well,
because
yeah.
So far they are. So far they are the masters of the sin in Lebanon. And people have to realize it. Lebanon as a state is dysfunctional. The body which moves Lebanon is Hezbollah. Hezbollah is like a hand, and the regime in Lebanon is like a latex, a glove over it. It has no way to do anything by itself if Hezbollah is against it.
How much autonomy does Hezbollah itself have in terms of the thing, something like a decision around a ceasefire? In other words, could they do this without Iran's approval?
Don't forget, Iran also is in a ceasefire. So, no, Iran wants to save Hezbollah, even with the price of having a ceasefire. Because under the ceasefire, they can rearrange Hezbollah, they can re-equip Hezbollah, send more weapons, ammunition, which they need. So, and the people need to breathe, especially the families and the background and the community which Hezbollah represents, which is the Shia in Lebanon, who are suffering because of this war, because Israel sent them to the north in order not to get hurt in the war. They live like refugees, so they want to go home. Maybe they will come down to the south of Lebanon only to find their house demolished. Because this is what Israel did in the Shi'i villages. Because these villages are launching pads, to say, of attacks against Israel. The problem is with the town or the town named Bin Jbel in Lebanon, which Israel trapped some hundreds of Hezbollah fighters in the city, or in this town. And there, Israel didn't go into the place, and they are trapped inside. Now, under the ceasefire, they will be released. Unfortunately, on the side of Israel, Israel could have got rid of them altogether, but Israel did not do it. Israel gave them the chance to go home and maybe open a new page, which I highly doubt if they want and if they can.
So I guess the question is, in terms of this broader conflict, is this a genuine de-escalation, or in your view, is it just a pause before the next phase?
It is only a pause because all the raison d'etre of this organization is to fight against Israel. This is, you know, you cannot convince a snake to become a lizard.
Yeah. Well, certainly, as we say here, a leopard certainly doesn't change its spots. That is where we do need to leave it. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, thank you for that. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, not very, very optimistic about the ceasefire. What do you think? Do you think this is a genuine de-escalation, or do you think it is just a pause before the next phase?